we'll look at the total part of it, but I think they're moving in the right direction. I've always thought they needed to repeal Obamacare. That's a problem. It's self-destructing. You've seen even Mark Dayton said the Affordable Care Act was no longer affordable. It's collapsing under its own weight. The Congressional Budget Office report itself last week showed that if nothing happens under Obamacare, 28 million Americans will lose access to their health care. And so something has to change, and I give them credit for moving forward. I've said all along I thought it would continue to improve. So I think the more they can do that, the more they can do with improving the credits, particularly for older adults, not necessarily even seniors, but those in the 50s and 60s with higher costs. Those would all be positive changes they could make, and I anticipate they will. And other changes they can make to provide not only more flexibilities for the state, but long-term, I and other governors would at least like the option, particularly for working-age adults, to be able to put in place more requirements for work like we've done with food share.